Dog Mustang Show. This is Bob.
This is Kurt Tan.
Say again?
This is Kurt Tan.
Kurt Tan?
This is Kurt Tan.
Kurt Vonnegut?
Kurt Tan.
Kurt Bond?
Kurt Tan.
Kurt Bond?
Your daughter come to my house today and she kicked my dog. Why did she do it?
I don't know.
You don't act stupid.
I feel like I'm getting pranked by Miles here.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Let's go on with the show. What's going on, Miles?
For you.
What's that?
I am speaking from my house.
Okay. Where else would you be speaking from?
I live on your street.
I don't think that's true.
Your daughter kicked my dog. Why did she do it?
I have no idea.
You don't act stupid.
I'm not acting stupid, Miles.
You bastard.
I realize.
Shut up.
Okay.
Fuck you.
What was that?
Fuck you.
Who's giggling?
That is Miles' title.
I'm like trying to figure out what the hell is. Who is that? Is that your neighbor?
What?
Is that your neighbor?
No. A good friend of mine sent me that. That's actually a whole phony phone call that someone has cut down into like a little board of sound bites, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it.
Oh, is that on your computer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to forward this to you.
All right.
All right, let's go on.
I'm like, you want to kick my dog? I'm like, is this Mr. Miyagi? It sounds Indian.
I'll get it to you sometime. It's a very funny phone call.
Okay.
It's the funniest phony phone call. So.
Who's giggling? Is that your kids?
I don't want to say. Let's go on.
Oh, okay. Is that your wife?
Let's go on.
Is that one of your wife's friends?
Let's just go on.
Is that Desiree?
What?
Is that Desiree?
No.
Did you have to have somebody there to help you work the equipment?
No.
Somehow I think you needed somebody to work the equipment.
Shut up.
There's more giggles.
Shut up.
Hey, this isn't your, what is he? Like your cousin or something?
Just shut up.
I'll figure out this giggle.
Let's go on.
Is that Chad or Brad or Tad or
whatever
it is?
Yeah, Chad and Brad and Tad.
All right. That's goofy.
So what's going on?
Nothing. I can't even talk now. Talking to Habu or whatever is Apu from the mini mart and bad sound bites, you know. What always cracks me up when I hear those things is people are fooled by them on the other end of the phone. You know?
I know.
I'm like, huh?
Huh?
What?
Oh.
It's not a dog? It's not a cat?
Hello, is Enzo there?
It's a hamster?
Hello, is Enzo there?
WXLK, what?
Dog!
A dog?
Don't lie, you fucking guy.
Is that how much fun we can have with this?
Yeah, well, I think everybody's having fun with that stuff.
I like to call up your mom or something and do this.
Yeah, they have a Samuel L. Jackson one out there on the internet, too.
Really?
Yeah, where they got clips of him.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
From Pulp Fiction and stuff.
Want to hear my favorite one?
Yeah.
Here it is.
You know damn right!
You're what?
You know damn right.
Oh, you know. I thought you said
you're
not.
You know damn right!
You're not Mike.
No.
You know damn right!
Anyway.
You're not the Mike.
No.
Oh, jeez. So, that's goofy.
Can I tell you what's going on?
Well, I don't know. Are you rubbing yourself while you listen to this?
No, I want to get on to a different subject.
Sure, go ahead.
So my sister, big Halloween nut, you know.
Yeah?
She has bought our family this lighted display.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
Called Marcus the Carcass.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a little, like, zombie head with, like, hands and feet that are supposed to look like it's, you know, like coming out of the ground.
Okay, so you stick them in the ground or something?
Yeah. you kind of tack it down.
With what?
With little stakes and stuff.
Okay. Is it like motorized? Is it lights flash?
No, it's supposed to light up, but I can't get mine to light up.
Oh, well, there you go.
So there goes that part of it. And then I'm like I broke half of it, you know. Trying to stake the thing down and breaking it. I'm like, son of a bitch! You know?
Come here, Miles Jr., you're just going to lay in the yard.
Yeah. Woo!
Wiggle!
But the weird part about it is there's a warning on the box.
It says what?
It says something to the effect that, you know, warning, the wires are made out of lead.
Oh, the covering's lead, yeah.
Yeah, it might cause death and cancer
right.
And all that. I'm like, all good.
No, they got that on everything. That's on all
Do
the
they?
Christmas lights, yeah.
I didn't see, I don't know, that's the first time I've seen that.
The Christmas lights, you know, that you buy those cheapy ones?
Yeah.
They all have that plastic they used to use on the mini blinds a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And so as it deteriorates, then it can release lead into the air.
Oh, shit.
So they got to put that on there because I think California makes them do it, so they just do it for everybody because it's cheaper.
Hello?
Somebody picked up the phone.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow, I don't know what happened there.
Evidently, the FBI tap on our phones is...
It's Kripal.
Yeah.
Somebody kicked my ass. I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
It's probably your neighbor. He's all pissed off because you got him to read this stuff into the microphone and you're playing it back over the internet.
You're going to go to jail.
That's right, see? Hey, Mr. Miyagi, I got a little project I'm doing for some school. Do I really have to say fuck?
Well, I'm going to call the police.
There you go. You got to say it, man. This isn't going to end up on the internet, is it?
I'm going to kill you.
See? You're trying to set me up.
So I don't know what happened. There was Marcus the Carcass coming after me.
Yeah, Marcus the Carcass.
I don't
know. Is that wiring? It's all defaulty. You
know? I know. I'm afraid to go outside and look now. See what's going on.
I thought you were going to say, it was going to have a little tag on there that says, don't use for oral pleasure.
Too late. No.
Marcus the Carcass.
Marcus the Carcass, yeah.
Yeah. The little sick games you got there.
Oh, man.
So is it out in the yard right now?
Yeah, it won't light up.
You put batteries in it?
No, it plugs in.
Oh, Jesus, you got to plug this thing in your front yard?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It won't work.
That's disaster.
I know.
I mean, if you guys can't, like, keep a, 35 or 40-year-old gas light in your front yard working, I don't know what you're going to do with electrical wiring.
I know. I don't know.
Do you even have an outside outlet for
you?
Yeah. Okay. Just checking. I can see you running in through the kids' window across their bed or something.
No, we had one installed a few years back.
Hey, kids, don't worry about this extension cord. Just don't yank on it or anything.
Yes.
But, Daddy, it goes across my bed. Yeah. Just don't wet the bed. It's incentive.
Yeah.
So, what's going on with you?
Well, I was forced to go look for a new mattress.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You didn't go back to the dollar store.
No, I did not go to the dollar store looking for the mattress, thank you.
Okay.
Although that wouldn't be a bad idea. Maybe I could just talk him into giving me, like, some packing. Some of those peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, a couple garbage bags. No. Oddly enough, we got this bed, I think, in, like, 91 or 92.
Wow.
No? 93. I've been corrected.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's when you got married, wasn't it?
Thereabouts, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you know, it's run its course. It's done.
After two kids.
Right.
Right?
There you go.
Am I right?
So, going to look for a new one, and I'm like, you know, getting drugged. I don't want a new bed, to be honest with you.
Right.
This one it fits me just fine. It's all broken down in all the right places.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I get into bed, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just like a doll in packaging or something. It's like shrink. It's like blister pack. Shrink wrap right to me. Fits good, right?
You're like Han Solo in Jedi.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm in, like in Empire Strikes Back, in Carbonite or whatever.
The Carbonite.
So, nah, but I'm like, I don't want to change out, but, you know, you got to go along with these things, right? So we're going to look, and we're going to this place, and this dude latches onto us, like, immediately at the door. We got the kids with us, and so I'm pushing the stroller, and then our daughter's running alongside, you know, wants to touch everything.
Oh, boy.
And so we get over to the beds, and this dude, we're, like, walking down. It's like a big, long row of beds, you know.
Yeah.
And we start walking down it, you know, there's price tags on it, and he's giving us the spiel. Well, the more expensive ones are at this end, and then the cheaper ones are down at the far end, right?
All right.
And we get about to the middle, he goes, you don't want to go any further than that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. He drew the line, right? I don't know what it is, like, that's under a grand, I don't know what the deal is.
Let's stop.
Yeah, you don't want to go any further than that.
No.
And then he starts going into the spiel, you know.
Right.
He brings out the little tiny mattresses that they have to show you with the cutaways.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then he's talking to us, and he's pushing on it and talking about it and everything. And he starts saying, you know, the corals in this mattress are really good. And I'm thinking, coral?
Oh!
Right. What is this, the Marquis de Sade shop or what?
I don't want
to, it's full of coral? Does it grow? Do you have to, it's like a waterbed? You put like a coral reef? It's some kind of...
You mean the coils?
I think that's what he was trying to say.
The corals.
Corals. These corals compress like this, and these corals got these little things, and he's showing me all these corals. Yeah, I really was like, this is my wife's thing, and so I was...
Yeah.
My strategy on salespeople is to act aloof and uninterested.
Yeah.
So I was doing all I could do to be aloof and uninterested. But corals really kind of snapped me into it a little bit. I was thinking, Jesus, I didn't realize people slept on coral.
Well, he's doing that thing from Super Troopers.
That's odd. I didn't see that.
They're like, meow, meow, listen to me, meow. Anyway, go ahead.
That's bizarre.
You'd have to hear it. Anyway, go ahead.
So, yeah, the coral thing is like, what? And he was this little, I wish I could think of the actor's name, but if you can remember, there's an episode of Seinfeld where you meet his super for his building, and they think Jerry's a fancy boy carrying a purse. I don't know. Anyway, Newman's got to have an affair with his wife and all this kind of stuff. He looks just like that guy without the mustache.
Yeah.
This little short bald guy, like George Costanza, but he didn't act like that.
Right.
And so I'm like, corals. I'm thinking, I've never been to a place that had coral. I guess I've been to Florida, but I've never been out to see the coral, per se.
Right.
And I'm thinking, that's just bizarre. Why would you say coral? It's not, I could just not fixate on this.
Right.
Corals. And I'm looking around at all these little tiny mattresses. Look at all those corals. And I couldn't, you know, I just couldn't get it out of my head. I think I'll say it that way from now on, just for fun.
Right.
You know, the corals on this bed. You know, they sank an ocean liner to let the corals grow. And they go harvest them and put them in these mattresses.
Yeah, anything with broken glass.
Yeah. You know, coral's a little bit much for me. It's a living organism. I'd rather go for something like, you know, bamboo shoots, perhaps.
Yeah.
Anything that's bamboo shoots. So that way when the kids jump on it, they'll, you know, get the message. So, yeah, corals. Then he wants to lay down on the bed.
Were you afraid you're going to get hurt?
No, I wasn't. Well, yeah, the coral?
Yeah.
Well, at that point, I figured out it wasn't real coral. It was coils. He just had a funny accent or something.
I got the coral.
Yeah, well, it wasn't southern, though. That's the weird thing.
Right.
I could see.
Right, you have the coral.
I could see somebody going, hey, now, over here. Hey, buddy. Hey, cowboy. Over here.
Maybe it's from Boston or something.
Yeah. This bed's got some nice corals in it.
You pack your car.
You pack your car and you put the corals in the bed.
That could be like a Boston thing.
I don't know. That was just bizarre. I think that's he just weird. Wanted me to pay attention, so he was saying weird shit.
He didn't say you look like a good daddy and all that. Stuff.
No, he didn't do any of that. Okay. So, and then I got all like, well, I'm looking at him like, well, we can't put our, I like, we got a headboard and a footboard.
Right.
And like, we can't put the footboard on that bed because it hasn't got the things to put the footboard on.
Right.
And I like to have the footboard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Like traction.
So I'm like, you know, well, I can't put the footboard. Well, we have a whole selection of these. And so he walks us over to show us all this other shit. I was waiting to see what he was going to call that. I don't know what you call a headboard. He didn't say anything funny, like, you know.
This is the garbage dump.
Right, here's the head bread.
The garbage dump and the head bread and the coral.
No, so it was just, like, bizarre. But I let my daughter jump all over the mattresses, so.
She's going to cut her feet on the coral.
Yeah, watch out for that coral.
Did he have any other weird words that he used?
No, it was only coral.
Coral.
I can understand everything else but the coil.
Come here, coral. Coral.
It's like, you know, he grew. He's like that dude in the cave, you know, they only showed shadows to.
Yeah.
This guy grew up and they never said coil. They always said coral. Just to F him up real good when he got to be.
Did you correct him at any point? Like,
no.
Dude.
It's not worth it, no.
Yeah.
Do you mean coil?
Mattress?
I should have jumped. No, I didn't buy a mattress.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Why?
It was too fucking expensive.
Oh.
I'm going to the dollar store to get my packing in the two garbage bags.
I was going to say, they'll
no,
flip they, it
over
there,
Mike. No, he was
like,
showing us, I mean, the coral mattresses were like $1,000. I don't want none of that.
They got to import that coral.
Yeah, that's Italian coral.
Some guys crushing it up right now.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to have anything to do with that.
Oh.
Oh, but he did say one thing about the corals.
What?
These special corals don't squeak.
Whoa.
I found that kind of interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was something or not.
Yeah, did he wink a little bit when he said that?
Yeah, well, I didn't pay attention. That was when I was still aloof.
Oh.
I wasn't keyed into the coral, no.
He wasn't, like, nudging your wife, like, hey, these don't squeak, you know? Hey!
Hey, look it! Hey! What's your name? Bunny? Bunny? What is it? Bob? Oh, yeah, anyway.
These don't squeak,
these
do
don't
they?
Squeak.
Let's me and you try it out and see. Come on.
So I guess if you want to rate that as a come on, I don't know who it was to, but.
I don't know. Well, you're being so damn aloof, though. He's probably
I know. Well, I do. I was walking around. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, it could have been your wife's turn, actually, because you've been picked up. You know, like two women have tried to pick you up.
Right, yeah.
So maybe it's your wife's turn.
You know, I could get you a discount on these corals.
Let's see if it squeaks. Come on. Who's your daddy?
So, yeah, the non-squeaky. So that was like a feature that I didn't realize that they had on the mattress nowadays.
That's really weird.
I want the squeaky. No, well, you want that? The non-squeaky corals.
Why would he say that?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm fat. I don't know.
Is that a selling feature or something?
I think it is. Hey, non-squeaky. Well, hell, I can get up in the middle of the night and get me a turkey leg. It won't squeak. And it comes with a free refrigerator alarm. Hey, you fat, squeaky mattress boy.
Reinforced headboard.
Right. Yeah.
Or
the sides don't break. The sides don't break down. That was another feature he told us about. My like, Jesus Christ. You know?
Yeah.
It's got this big thing of foam. The sides don't break down.
Oh,
go figure. Who knew for a grand you could have coral, no squeaks, and a firm sideboard?